Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone. I hope your month of March, are you kidding me? Man, is starting out beautifully. I love this month. Boy, we get to have daylight savings time this month. The weather starts to change. Spring officially begins this month. It is good, isn't it? I don't know. I love all the seasons. I truly do. I get excited around Thanksgiving and Christmas. I love the fall air. But I also love spring, man. And, you know, Louisiana does have some beautiful springs with the azaleas. And, boy, I just challenge you. Go outside. Take some walks, you know. Enjoy this beautiful creation of God, you know. Man, put yourself into an atmosphere. Boy, this is just rising up in me. Put yourself in an atmosphere where you can behold God's beauty. I'm serious now. Yes, you can in the church. Are you kidding? Of course. Yes, you can around your brethren, but and your family and your children. But how about for you personally? Go somewhere. Boy, this is for someone. You need to kind of clear the cobwebs a little bit. Go somewhere in an atmosphere of beauty. Maybe it's a beautiful azalea garden, or take a walk, you know, where, you know, don't think this is corny. Well, I'll be corny. Where you can hear the birds sing. You see what I'm saying? Go on a nature walk. Do something that you're pulling away from it all. And you're talking to God. Or perhaps you'll just sit on a, you know, on the ground somewhere and let him speak to you. Clear the cobwebs. Well, I hope that helps. That was a direct word for someone. I have absolutely didn't plan on that. Don't you love the Spirit of God? Don't you love how personal God is? That on a Wednesday morning, I'll get up and get on this microphone, pre-taped. But I know, as the Spirit of God moves, a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge, the gifts of the Spirit can even operate through a taping. Are you kidding? Of course. He is God. And you know what, my brethren? He loves you that much. So anyway, praise the Lord. What a way to start. What a way to live. Goodness. Hope you're going to plan to see me March the 9th, Saturday night, 6 o'clock. Victory Fellowship Northwest Causeway Approach. Come on, Southeast Louisiana. Let's come. Let's have a blast. I'm privileged. I'll be ministering and teaching. And however else God wants to use me for a Saturday night service over there. Victory Fellowship North, I want to say 1225 West Causeway Approach. So you come join me March the 9th, 6 o'clock. It's a blast. We'll have a great time. Ways in which God reveals his will. We talked about the scriptures. I want to continue on that just briefly, and we're going to go then into inner impression. Man, the scriptures, Hebrews 4:12, one of my favorites. That word of God will pierce. It'll take the mind versus the spirit. It'll go deeper than just your intellect. And even though your intellect is going to be sanctified and renewed, it'll go into the inner man. That's what the word of God will do. When you're looking for God's will, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. I'm going to give you an example. I woke up this week and I had a little bit of, you know, concern in an area. And I was going through my, I love to quote the word of God. Why do I quote the word of God? Because I need to say it and get it back. I need to declare the truths of the word of God and get them coming back to me. I need to get them from my mind to drop to my inner man. And for me, the best way I can combat any doubt or any other contrary thoughts to the word is I quote that thing out loud. It's like a sword. It's like I pull the sword of the spirit out and I'm saying, okay, you know what thoughts? Okay, you know what? Whatever's out there trying to make me think otherwise, this is what the word of God says. And man, I built myself that way. But Philippians 4:7, the peace of God guards my heart and my mind. The peace of God guards my heart and my mind. And I meditated on it for a full day. I just kept saying it at the kitchen sink. The peace of God guards my heart and my mind. That's the will of God. Ways in which God reveals his will, his word. Number two, inner impression. Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God, P-E-A-C-E, rule. Let it rule in your hearts. Amplified, let it act as an umpire. The umpire says you're in or you're out. See, that inner impression is another way God reveals his will. If you don't have a peace, you don't do it. You wait until you have the peace. More tomorrow on A Future Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.